Kay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Jeremy Warner. That's the bleeping Mike Carpenter.
Thank you.
Nice. I like you joining in on this.
Yeah,
fun,
you know, I, like I said, football season got me in the mood to do that in every show that we've done this. I've been doing it.
Well, I know people are fired up about the 4-0 Illini. We think so. Hopefully the attendance shows that. But the Illini have some graduates that are doing pretty well in the NFL. One of them on the team, the New Orleans Saints practice squad, is Nate Bussey, who's joining us right now. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How is New Orleans?
New Orleans is great. I can't complain. You know, I get up every day knowing that I got a job to go to, so that's the blessing that that's the blessing I get from the whole situation.
Yeah, Nate, you're part of the practice squad. I know it's not the ideal situation, which is being on that 45-man roster. I think they need to extend that, by the way, and I think a lot of coaches do too. But it's better than the alternative. You have a home. You have a team.
Definitely. It's definitely better than the alternative. And if they do extend it, I can't wait till they do it because I'm ready to get on the field now.
Yeah. So explain, how is it different than being on the team? Inform us what's different about the practice squad. What do you do during the week and what can't you do because you're on the practice squad instead of the 50 or the 45-man roster?
Well, it's not really no difference. I go to practice every day. I practice just as well as everybody else does. It's just that when it comes down to travel, I don't travel with the team on the weekends if we got away games, and I'm on the sideline with Saints paraphernalia during home games. So that's about it. But I do everything just as well as the next man does. I'm just waiting for my opportunity to come.
Well, what are the coaches saying about your future? I mean, obviously you wait for something to happen, whether it's an injury, whether they think you can make that 45-man roster. What are they saying to you right now about that?
Well, they tell me I got a bright future, and I've been told that plenty of times throughout the course of my life. So I just believe it, and once it comes, everybody will know.
Nate, what's the mood around the locker room after, obviously, the first opening night loss at Green Bay? It was a pretty good effort. The defense struggled a little bit, but it was a great game. But bouncing back with two big wins, including one against the Bears, which,
I wasn't happy about that one,
Nate. But, you know, it wasn't the most fun. So
the locker room is going, I mean, everything is going just as well as we're playing. You know, it was a tough start, you know, by losing to the Green Bay Packers. But we came back, as you said, and, you know, we played Chicago, and it was a must-win situation. And we did that. So now, instead of being 1-3 or something crazy like that, we're 2-1. So now we're trying to get up to this good start and keep rolling through the 16 weeks.
Talking with Nate Bussey, former Illini DC product, by the way, also on the New Orleans Saints practice squad. Nate, you got to feel good about that quarterback you have. Obviously, he kept everyone in that game in week one, and he's just kept it up week two, week three. Drew Brees, definitely one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
I would definitely agree. Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League today. And not just because he's my teammate, but just the hard work and the inspiration that he has to the team as well as to us rookies as well. You know, he's just a team leader, and, you know, he's by far one of the best.
Nate, when you prepare for a guy like Drew, I knew you kind of had Aaron Rodgers week one. How is it different, Aaron and Drew?
It's different because, you know, how we scout other quarterbacks and how we practice against Drew is you can see the difference from film tape and being on the practice field with Drew. So it's a big difference, and every quarterback is different, and they're unique in their own different way.
What makes him so difficult to defend, Drew?
Just the fact that his awareness and, like, how he runs his style of offense. You know, he knows where his receivers are. He knows where the first primary, second primary, he knows where everybody's going to be, and he can make a play when the pocket breaks down with his legs and get the ball off. So, you know, he's just a different quarterback than others.
Now, Nate, have you had a chance to watch any of the four Illini games so far?
I've watched every last one of them.
Very cool. All right. So what are your thoughts so far? I mean, 4-0, obviously the big home win against Arizona State.
I'm loving it. I love the great start, you know, 4-0. Now we got Big Ten play starting this week coming with Northwestern, team that I beat the last 2 years, I guess. And we got to keep the train rolling. So I'm excited about the Illini, you know, my alma mater, and I'm hoping to get back to a game.
Now, I think fans are probably a little more pumped up for this game than even the Arizona State game. There's a lot of dislike of Northwestern. What would you tell, let's say you were back on campus this Saturday, right before the game, what would you say to the guys to try to impart to them how important this game is?
I would tell them it's important because this is the start of the Big Ten play. Ain't no more non-conference or no other team that we need to worry about but the team that we're about to play today. So everybody go out there and focus and do the same thing they've been doing the last 4 weeks, and I'm sure we'll come out with the same results.
You're listening to Nate Bussey here with Jeremy Warner and Mike Carpenter, the Tay and Jay Show, former Illini and also New Orleans practice squad member on the Saints. Treylon Henry's in your old spot. He moved there from safety. He's playing like you, Nate, and he's even got the hair coming out of his helmet.
Yeah, I love Treylon. You know, once he told me he was moving down to the position, I just told him, you know, he got to be ready for it. He's going to make a lot of calls. He's going to make a lot of plays. So make sure he's mentally and physically prepared for it. So I'm loving it. But the only difference now is that he still got his dreads and I got a haircut.
You got a haircut?
Yeah, I cut my dreads off.
What made that decision? Was that the significant other there?
Nah, it was just a business decision. New profession, new image.
Looking for the business type
look.
I guess.
Business type look. I still wear my shirt and tie, though. I won't get out of that habit.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to keep that good look, but... Nate Bussey cutting the dreads. I can't even imagine what that looks like now. But
you'll see when I get on campus.
When are you going to get back?
I'm not sure. I think we got a bye week coming up in a couple weeks. I'm going to try to figure out if the Illini have a home game or not like that. Or something like that, probably get back to campus.
Well, Nate, keeping with the Illini, Martez Wilson, a former Illini as well, got his first start last week. How excited was he about that?
Oh, he was very excited. I mean, you know, I see him and talk to him every single day. You know, after practice, we still hang out and things like that. So he was very excited. He still is, and, you know, he's progressing and he's coming along well.
What's the best part of New Orleans? I'm a big fan of that city.
The best part of New Orleans, I would definitely say, is the food.
What's the best dish?
Let me see. I haven't had too many. I've had all the catfishes from probably just about every restaurant and probably chicken from everywhere. So I wouldn't say the best dish so far I haven't had yet.
So Bourbon Street, do you get down there very often?
Not too often. I've probably been down there twice since I've been in New Orleans.
Well, so what is the locker room feel right now? I mean, AFC South, one of the stronger divisions, especially in the NFC. You got the Atlanta Falcons down there, Tampa Bay. It seems like only two of those teams can probably get into the playoffs. When you look around the league, what have you thought so far about where you guys stand?
I think we stand in a pretty good position. Long as we go out there and know what we can do, play New Orleans ball each and every Sunday, and be the most physical team each and every Sunday, then I'm sure that at the end of our journey, we'll be where we want to be.
Talking with Nate Bussey, former Illini, current member of the practice squad for the New Orleans Saints. Nate, is it frustrating at all to be on the practice squad? You put in all this time on the field. You put on all this time in practice. Then you don't get to suit up for Sunday.
No, I would not say it's frustrating, but I will say it's a desire. Just making it burn even more. And, I know my opportunity is coming, and my number's going to get called. I just got to be prepared for when it does.
So what's your normal day? How much are you on the field? How much is in the classroom? Because I know a lot of the NFL transition, a lot more time in the classroom. I guess that's time that you would have been in the actual classroom at Illinois in school.
Well, it's about the same. You know, I basically look at it like sometimes a 9-to-5, you can kind of look at it like that, but you got to put in more than what you think. So you got to watch a lot of film and a lot of breakdowns, and it's a lot of things that behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about that you got to do. So I'm probably in the office, I'll call it, about 8 o'clock in the morning to about 7, 8 o'clock at night.
So, Nate, obviously you came from D.C. Illinois had that pipeline. You think of Aurelius Ben. You think of Vontae Davis. Mike Locksley out at New Mexico. Have you talked with him about that? Because I know he was a big reason Illinois had so many connections to get some of you guys here.
No, I haven't really talked to him about it. I haven't talked to him since he's been down in New Mexico. I've talked to him probably once. Actually, my high school coach is the receiver coach down there now, Craig Jeffries. So I talk to him more often than none, and I'll figure out what's going on with the team and things like that.
Do you think he'll bounce back?
Yeah, I definitely think he'll bounce back. Yeah.
So have you talked with the current Illinois coaches? How fired up are they?
Oh, they're very fired up. I've talked to a couple, talked to a few. I try to send at least one or two, especially Coach Zucker, a text on Saturdays or Friday nights, you know, to tell the team or something like that. But I talk to them periodically and throughout the week.
Well, Nate Bussey, we wish you the best of luck, man. And, hey, when you're in town, We need to get together. You need to come into the studio and do a little segment here with Lante and I. We enjoy having you on the show. We wish you the best of luck. We know, you know, a lot of people said you couldn't make it to Illinois. You made it to Illinois. You made it as a great starter. Now you're in the NFL. We look forward to seeing you, buddy.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Nate.
That's Nate Bussey, former Lion. And that's just a great story. Mm-hmm. It's a kid that really worked hard. You know, he's a safety at Illinois, moved to linebacker. He gets drafted in the seventh round, hangs on, despite all, you know, the lockout and all that. It's just great to see a guy like that make it. And now, you know, he's hanging on. He's on a practice squad, which is what you got to do. You got to put that work in, wait until that spot opens up.
And additionally, taking a 9-to-5 and making it an 8-to-8, which is, I think, you know, in that position, that's what you have to do if you want to make that next step. So, I think there's no doubt that mentally he has everything that he needs to be an NFL player. And like he said, just wait for your opportunity. And you know, I get the feeling that there was something about him, a really good mix of athletic ability and physicality. And you're seeing that with Trulon this year as well, that I think would be able to stick with an NFL team.
Which is why, you know, you think of the NFL prospects on Illinois. You think of Jeff Allen, maybe a Graham Posick. You know, I don't know if anybody else, Terry Hawthorne on defense.
Absolutely.
Justin Green, maybe. But you think of Trulon Henry because of what Nate Bussey
said. Right. Yeah, he's right on the cusp. But I think that, you know, both of those guys were perfect for this position.
Yes.
This sort of hybrid position between a safety, between a outside linebacker. Every way that Koenig utilized Bussey is the same way that he's utilizing Trulon Henry. And it just puts them in positions to not only pile up the stats, but look good doing it and really highlights their athleticism. So I think that, would you think Trulon has a chance?
I think he does. I mean, obviously Trulon's, what, 26, 27 years old. So, you know, a team's got to invest in that. But he's a guy that I think, you know, he's overcome a lot in his life, turned his life around after going to jail for robbing a store at gunpoint. Just in a phenomenal story. He's athletic. He's big. He can hit hard. Obviously, I think he'd have to play safety in the NFL, but I think he can play nickelback in the NFL, and he can play special teams, which teams are looking for a guy. If you can give him depth at a position, maybe not necessarily a starter, but if you can give him depth and play great at special teams, you think of a guy like Brandon Iambadejo, who made it out of Bears.
Made a living out of it.
Right, and all he was a backup, you know, the third string linebacker slash safety. You can make it if you can do those certain things. And I think Trulon can do that just as Nate Bussey is doing right now. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.